You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. It's Wednesday, June 22nd. This is Eric Steven. It was just 2 days ago when we were talking about what the Dodgers might do. They definitely needed an outfielder. There's no question about that. The only question was who they were going to get. We talked about a lot of candidates in-house, like in the minors, and you know, how they might consider, who they might consider bringing up. And, you know, I guess we didn't have time to fully vet the outside candidates, but that's what they went with. They traded for Trace Thompson, an old friend. But now, you know, he's back with the Dodgers. So I never really thought much about this before, but should there be another term for this now that Thompson, who played for the Dodgers before, earned old friend status by leaving, but now is back? Cody Bayshore, who writes for Dodgers Digest, suggested on Twitter, refriend, which seems pretty good. I can't say I've ever put much thought into the hierarchy of old friends, so I might need to do some more thinking on this, but I like the idea of there being certain levels. Like, I think Juan Castro, I think technically had four different stints with the Dodgers, although I think one or two of those were re-signing a minor league deal. So that's a little, that might be a little iffy. But yeah, there are some people, you know, like the John Garland, the Randy Wolf, here and come back. There should be a special tier for them, and refriend's pretty good. I'll take your suggestions in the comments. Just let me know. But yeah, it's whatever he is, he's a Dodger now. Thompson was on a minor league deal with the Tigers. He had 17 home runs in 41 games in AAA this year. It wasn't all with the Tigers. He started the year with the Padres. He actually got called up in San Diego, for played with them for 6 games. He was 1-for-14 and then designated for assignment. He cleared waivers in the middle of May, and, you know, they tried to outright him to the minors, but being a free agent who's been through the waiver process quite a bit, had the right to opt for free agency, which he did, and then signed with the Tigers and just kept hitting. He was traded to the Dodgers on Monday for cash considerations, and then they added him to the active roster on, or I guess the 40-man and the active roster on Tuesday. They moved Walker Buehler to the 60-day injured list, which was not a surprise, since Buehler's going to be out till about September. So it doesn't affect his timetable at all. But that made the room on the 40-man for Thompson. He played with the Dodgers back in 2016, 2017. He was pretty good for like half a season in 2016. He hit 13 home runs in 80 games, but then he also hurt his back. Wasn't really the same after that. Missed basically the rest of the year. And then later in the year, it was revealed that he actually had a couple fractures in his back because he was trying to like come back to possibly make the playoff roster, sort of pushing late, but then they sort of re-examined and figured out that he had some fractures in there, which sounds incredibly painful, obviously. Didn't do much in 2017, still sort of dealing with that. The Dodgers designated him for assignment at the end of spring training in 2018. And then he went through one of these like classic journeyman runs. Right at the start of that, when the Dodgers DFA'd him, they put him on waivers, the Yankees claimed him. But then in 2 days, the A's claimed him from the Yankees. And then he's in the 4 years since leaving the Dodgers, he played for 8 different organizations. Was in 8 different organizations. He never actually played a game for the Yankees in the majors or minors because he was only there for 2 days. Before now he's back with the Dodgers. So he actually did not start Tuesday night against Cincinnati. The Dodgers faced a right-hander. Dave Roberts said the plan for Thompson was to start against lefties, but then, you know, an occasional righty as well. The Dodgers this week, like, play five different, they have five right-handed starters against them in six games. Max Fried on Saturday is the only lefty. So you got to figure Thompson will probably get in there against some righties, I guess. But he did, he was, Eddie Alvarez started again on Tuesday, his third start in right field in the last four games. They pinch hit for, they pinch hit Thompson for Alvarez later when the Reds had a reliever in and Thompson struck out, played the rest of the game in right. So he's officially back with the game played as a Dodger. So yeah, you know, again, we're sort of talking about like Lorenzo Cain, I think we brought up as an outside candidate only because he just got designated for assignment. But even the timing of that was going to be weird. I don't think the Dodgers would have been able to get him by Tuesday. Not that it was, you know, that mad of a rush. Maybe it was, but also he didn't really look that good. And he sort of sounded like he might even retire. But yeah, sort of a surprise addition, but like just trying to see if Thompson has anything left in the tank. He's 31, been bouncing around for, with a lot of teams over the last few years. And that's kind of where the Dodgers are at right now. And so, you know, with Mookie Betts, you know, out probably at least 2 weeks, maybe a little more. The Dodgers are at a spot right now where their depth is a little thin and, you know, they're just trying to see what works. So we'll see if how Thompson plays this week. But he's the new guy. So, yeah, that's your new Dodger, Trace Thompson.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So Caleb Ferguson was the pitching casualty for the Dodgers on Monday. That was the day teams across Major League Baseball had to go down to 13-pitcher limit rather than 14. Ferguson was placed on the injured list. He has forearm tendonitis. He had last pitched June 14th, which as of now this morning is 8 days ago. Ferguson told reporters in Cincinnati on Tuesday that he had soreness dating back to San Francisco, which was a week and a half ago. Dave Roberts said Ferguson would have needed extra rest in between outings. And, you know, with now down to 13 pitchers, the Dodgers on Tuesday just started a stretch of 20 straight game days with no off days. So, and they have, quote unquote, only eight relievers, which is sort of a funny thing. The point is with Ferguson, like they didn't feel he would have needed extra rest. So they didn't feel, given how, you know, they use relievers, it wouldn't have been prudent to have him like still be on the roster. So trying to rest him up and then see where he's at in 15 days. They actually backdated it to Friday. So not quite 15 days if possible, but at least it doesn't sound like it's going to be a long-term thing, at least for now, but you never know with these things. But back to the only eight relievers part, I wrote something on Tuesday about the, you know, teams going down from 14 to 13 pitchers. And my mindset, my goal on the piece was just to show who the Dodgers have left in the bullpen and how they might have to change things like pitching more relievers for multiple, you know, more than one inning. They came into Monday, I guess, 27th in the majors relief outings of four outs or more. They just don't use relievers that often. And it's not like a knock on them. It's not necessarily a mark of success to do that. It's just the roster rules, how they've been, have allowed teams to have extra pitchers, and the Dodgers have sort of utilized that. They're deeper than most teams in that regard, even though sometimes it doesn't seem like it. They certainly have been. The results have been good. But my whole thing going into it, as I was writing it, my head was thinking, well, now they're only down to 7 relievers. And then just because I failed to do the math, and with 13 pitchers and 5 starters, you have 8 relievers. And then I was thinking, like, just a couple years ago, 8 relievers was like a luxury, like something they rarely did. And it seemed gross at the time to do that, like to have that many pitchers. But like the last, like 2.5 seasons have just been so many pitchers used. So it's going to be interesting to see how that sort of rule, the 13 pitcher limit, plays out, if it affects things, like if it means pitchers have to pace themselves more, or, you know, potentially, you know, not go at 100% at all times. Perhaps it leads to less strikeouts, more balls in play, a little bit more exciting. If it leads to more offense, great. Who knows? But I think that's sort of the goal behind that move, and it's going to take a little while to see what the effects are, but that's where we're at. You know, the Dodgers, to start this little stretch of 20 games in 20 days, they had Tony Gonsolin on the mound Tuesday, and he came in. He had gone 6 straight starts with at least 6 innings, so kind of the perfect guy to start things off with a fresh bullpen and, like, you know, not taxing them more. And then he goes out and allows home run in the first, each of the first 2 innings. He's 45 pitches through 2, and you're going, okay, so this is going to be a shorter outing. But then, like, he really settled down after that. He walked the first batter, the third, then he retired his last 9 hitters faced and got through 5. I think he was pulled after 87 pitches. Like, conceivably could have went 6. Probably the weather, it was a little hot, had something to do with that, but the Dodgers were up by 2 runs when they pulled him. But I think maybe it was, you know, first day of the road trip, we got enough rested arms. We'll see how it goes, but it was just sort of funny how that worked out. The fact that the Dodgers were, like, up, quote-unquote, only 4-2 seemed weird at the time, because they had 12 hits off the red starter, Tyler Mahle, in 6 innings, or Mahle, keep saying his name wrong. But they had, quote-unquote, only 4 runs against him, you know, which in and of itself, 4 runs in 6 innings, if you're a pitcher, is terrible. It's a 6 ERA. So, like, but for in a weird way, it seemed like the Dodgers were leaving runs on the table because they just had so many. And given how they've struggled with, like, runners in scoring position, they were 1-for-5 in that situation, or I guess, one, no, I'm sorry, 1-for-6 against Mahle. With runners in scoring position, but, like, also it was kind of just a weird game. They had, like, Justin Turner had a double that hit off the yellow line and was, like, an inch or 2 from a home run. If it had it hit the little concrete right behind the yellow line and the padding, like, it would have been a home run. But then, being on second base with nobody out, they actually did the what they never have done in extra innings, and not to say bunting is always good, but they showed they can play small ball. Eddie Alvarez bunted Turner over to third, and then Gavin Lux hit a sac fly to score Turner from third. So, like, we've seen all these, like, extra innings where they just failed to score in a seemingly advantageous situation, and, of course, they pull that off. So they at least showed they can manufacture a run if they need to. Not that, like, you know, their offense has been generally fine, although obviously struggling the last 3 weeks. It's just, it's funny how perception works like that. They're sitting there with 4 runs and 6 innings, and you're like, they really should have more right now. But then they ended up pulling away in the 8th. They had 4 more hits off 2 Reds relievers in the 8th. Freddie Freeman had a bases-loaded triple that broke the game open, and then he scored on another sac fly. So, yeah, the Dodgers' offense was looking really good. My general thing with runners in scoring position, obviously, that's one way to score runs. It's one of the main ways to score runs, but I don't like harping on it a lot. What I look for, I mean, just mostly because it evens out. It tends to even out over the course of a long season. What I generally look for is, like, opportunities of runners in scoring position. Like, if the Dodgers are struggling with, you know, in that situation, that's one thing. But if they're not giving themselves enough opportunities, that would be more worrisome, because it's perhaps a sign of something, you know, more wrong with the offense, or sometimes you just face a good pitcher. But Yeah, like, so I think the fact that they just kept giving themselves opportunities, like, they ended up with 17 hits in this one. You can't, and then the final score was 8-2. You're looking at the game, someone from the outside's going, why were they complaining at all in this game? But, like, it is weird how perception can warp things like that. But, yeah, offense looked pretty good. Good start to the road trip. Trace Thompson, now a Dodger. I'm sure he'll start at some point in the series, even though they face two more right-handers. We'll see how it goes, but yeah, I did not see Trace Thompson coming. But that's the nature of baseball. You never know. I didn't see the Dodgers getting Billy McKinney last year, and here we are. So who knows? But yeah, Trace Thompson, former old friend, current Dodger, and we'll see what he does. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow.